Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here on this nice cold February morning. I've got a number of prayer requests here this morning and announcements. Prayer concerns this morning. Monica Deitch, Irene Reynolds, Anita Henry, and Margaret Sefton. They folks are all in need of your prayers, having health problems. And also, take a look on your bulletin and notice all those folks on the bulletin that need your prayers. There's quite a number of them on there right now. So keep praying for these people for whatever their needs may be. I also have a thank you here from Clara Bowlesby. She says, thank you all so much for your prayers and concerns while I was in the hospital and home recovering. God is good. Appreciate all of you. Clara Bowlesby. Birthdays, we have a few of those this week. Bobby Froner, where's she at? There she is. Bobby Froner. Connie Ellis, who's going to be 90 on the 24th. Mm-hmm. And Maxine Hobson, who is going to be 100 on the 25th. And Devon Buting, I don't know how old they're going to be. Okay.
All of you to send cards to Maxine, but also to Connie. Those are big ages, and this is great. Connie said to me this morning, as long as I make it till Thursday. So I would encourage cards. If you need addresses, let us know.
That he's going to be starting a new study for the Sunday morning Sunday school, adult Sunday school. It's going to be Romans, and there will be a book to go along with that, and he's just wanting to know how many people are interested in being in the Sunday school class so he knows how many books to order. So just get with Kerry and let him know if you plan on being into that class. And also, take a look at the back of your bulletin for the announcements. They're all pretty clear there. Lenten Bible study will be starting on March 2nd. Grieve share classes on Monday, February 28th at 6 o'clock, and on Wednesday, March 2nd at 1:30. Pastor, have you got anything?
Yeah, more? I'm going to add to that book on forgiveness. I already had several sign up. But I do know that there's at least one, maybe more, that work during the day and cannot do Wednesday mornings. If you would like to do this class on forgiveness, I'm thinking maybe a Sunday afternoon. So if you want to do that, please let me know. I'll make sure you get a book and we'll get that scheduled. So out there for that. Also,
okay,
Monica, I have one more. We are on the air, but I do have one more.
Okay.
Monica is going to be out with her class. She has been ill. She's been in the hospital, is now home. We're needing meals. I took her one yesterday, so she has enough for a few days. If you can make a meal, please sign the clipboard, pass it along. So I'll pass it around. I have several dates. Hopefully it won't be that long, but maybe it will. And so please do that.
Our prelude to lighting the candles. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I am Ivan Henderson, worship leader for this morning. Our praise song this morning is number 2226, Bind Us Together. Our call to worship this morning, please respond in bold. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
We search for the Lord because we find it hard to understand all his teachings.
Come with open hearts and minds, and he will make his will known to you.
Holy Spirit, truth divine, dawn upon this soul of mine. I can have you be seated. Linda Schramm wants to have an announcement this morning.
Me again, wanting to thank the congregation for your great response to the Lenten devotional. If you were planning to write one and haven't done it yet, don't bother. We are more than full. We've never had it done this far before again. So some of you who are planning to write, if you had your idea, get it written and save it for next year. Because what a gift it is to have it done so far ahead. And I'm one of the ones that kind of helps proofread or whatever. And it's astounding. It's astronomical this year. Very powerful. I can't wait for everybody to be able to share in it. So thank you for getting them in. This is the second year we haven't had the usual clipboard sign up, so we knew who we were expecting them from. And so as they came in last year and this year, it was just always a neat surprise because we never had a complete list of who was planning to write. And so thank you very much for the neat response, and you will all be blessed during the Lenten season this year. Particularly a lot, some like me read them all through many, many times, but some who wait for day by day. It's just powerful, I think, having the congregation reading and probably praying for the person who wrote that day, having us as a congregation, having that in unison together as we work. The second one is about the prayer vigil, which we start Shrove Tuesday night at 7, and it goes 24 hours until just before the Ash Wednesday service. The sign-up is in the narthex right now. There's only about a quarter of the spots taken. They're waving it back there, and it will be over at fellowship hour. And then it will be on the table outside the office this week through Thursday. So either if you want to sign up a spot, if you're listening on the radio, call the office to find out what spots are available. But on Thursday, then Gayla will pick it up, and that's the day that the knitting and crocheting people usually do the bookmarks that you get next Sunday to remind you of your time. So hope you respond as well to the prayer vigil as you did to the Lenten devotionals, because it becomes a very powerful part of lives as we read this devotional together, or as we share, as we meet God in this sacred space to get ready to prepare our hearts for Lent. Thank you so much.
And as Linda mentioned, the Ash Wednesday service, we are doing the Ash Wednesday service virtually. However, if you want to come see the virtual, we are going to open the doors so that you can watch the video, but it's the Mission Zone doing that. It's all pre-recorded, but you're more than welcome to be here. We're trying to figure out if we can do ashes or not. So stay tuned for that part, but you're more than welcome to come here, or you may listen on the radio as well. So let's go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. God of power, unconquerable, and light, unquenchable, look with favor upon your servant by the power of your Spirit at work within. Transform and make fruitful our lives and ministries. In the name and Spirit of Christ, amen.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 560, Help Us Accept Each Other.
You may be seated. I'm going to invite the kids to come forward. It's always good to have all your children here. How are you all? You're all going to sit in the corner. That's all right. How are you? You know, if you don't put your hand there, no one will know. Really. All right? So, you guys all good? Do you know what I heard in Miss Paula's class this morning? I know the older ones don't know what Miss Paula said in class this morning, but you younger ones do, don't you? And I heard Carter talk about something that he learned. They had a mirror in class, and you look in the mirror. Do you remember, Carter, what you said, or do you don't want to say? You don't want to say it? Okay. What was it? Do you remember? No, you don't remember? Mallory, do you remember? I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I? Now I embarrassed you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to embarrass you guys, but you were doing so good in class. You looked in the mirror, and you saw yourself. But whose child are you?
God's.
That is right. We all need to remember we're God's children. And you know what? That's going to go with my sermon today. Did you know that? Yeah, because you guys get what I, I know I sent it to Erin. I don't know if she sends it on or not, but she knows what we're going to be preaching on. So if we look in the mirror and we see ourselves, can we say to ourselves, we are a child of God?
Yes.
Yes, we can, can't we, Carter? Can you, all the rest of you, do that? What do we say? We are a child of God. Now, are there people that you don't really care for? Some of you are shaking your head. No, that's really good. As adults, I'm sure all of us have people that we don't care for, right? But we got to remember, everybody is a child of God. That's right, Carter. Child of God. No matter who they are, what they've done, what they look like, everyone is a child of God. So if you have somebody that you're not really friends with at school, what do you say to yourself? They are a child of God. You got Woody. You know, Woody can even be a child of God. Right?
He's on
a show, isn't he? Yeah, in the movies. I've seen him. Yep. Can we just say he's a child of God, though? Nope. I love the honesty of children. Isn't this great? All right. Because he's not even real. That's very true. That's very true. You have to be really real to be a child of God. Yeah? Okay. All right. I'm not going to go any farther with that. Your dad cares about you because he's getting you something for your birthday? Of course he cares for you. He loves you. Right?
My mom already got me something.
And your mom already got you something. And how do you know that? Because you saw it. Oh, man, the honesty coming out this morning. Wow. And when's your birthday, Carter?
May
31st. May 31st. I thought maybe in another few weeks. May 31st. I love it. You kids are great. You make my day. Don't you know that?
So I'm already 5 and I'm going to turn 6.
You're 5 and you're going to turn 6? Oh, I just can't. And he lost a tooth this week. You already told me that, but we want to tell everybody else, huh?
And I have a wiggly tooth.
And you have a wiggly tooth, too? Wow, this is so interesting. Maybe we should just keep going. However, I think Mom is going, no more. I know I met Mom in the hallway, and she goes, lots of stories being told today. All right, how about if we pray, we follow me? Say it with me. Say, dear God, help me to love even my enemies. Amen. All right, here's a bulletin and here's some candy. I'm going to set the candy there so I can pass these out. You can take a couple pieces of candy if you like. So, or you can just sit there. You can sit there throughout the whole service if you like. Yeah, that's fine. They're not even grabbing for the candle. You like that page? There you go. So, here you go. Well, those are pretty good. I had to try those too. Oops. There you go, Bo. Yeah. All right. What do you choose? Anything.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Genesis 45, 3 through 11 and 15. Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still living? But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, come close to me. When they had done so, he said, I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold to Egypt. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been a famine in the land. And for the next 5 years, there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler of all of Egypt. Now, hurry back to my father and say to him, this is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me. You, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds and all you have. I will provide you there because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you would come destitute. And he kissed his brothers and wept over them. Afterward, his brothers talked with him. May God add his blessings upon the reading of this word. And now our choir anthem, Beautiful Savior.
This week in our prayers, our children's class has written this note. Please, God, help heal our doggy sugar. And that is from Audrey. Amen. Okay, Audrey. We also pray in our community for Chase Bank. And so if you keep them in your prayers, all of those that we have listed earlier, that's on the prayer chain, and those unspoken in our hearts, let us go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for us, that you do through Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, for our church, all of those that we have lifted in prayer, those unspoken in our hearts, that you bring healing and strength, that you bring joy to those who are having birthdays, big birthdays this week, that you give us guidance, peace as we grieve, to be able to help us with our finances, our decisions, and also what's part of this sermon this morning, to love our enemies. Lord, we may need to change our hearts. So we come humbly before you and asking that you speak to us. Help us to hear. Help us to listen to you. To seek your forgiveness. That we may receive your grace and to pass that grace on to others. We pray for our community, not only Chase Bank, but all our businesses in town. In the community itself, that we may grow closer to you, that we may love one another, that we will accept each other, that we're all a child of God. In the name of the risen Christ, who teaches us his words, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'm going to have you stand today for the hymn of preparation as we sing Freely, Freely. Stand as you are able. This morning I come to you reading the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. Hear these words. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now, may there be less and less of me and more and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. You know, I read this week. Starts out to say, love your enemies. I wanted to close my Bible at that point and go, I don't want to preach this. Who wants to love their enemies? Most of us don't think in this manner, do we? To love those who are judging, condemning, hating, doing things to us. But yet, what did the children learn in preschool class today? Everyone is a child of God. They got it. Child of God, you got it. Why can't we be like these children? In fact, doesn't the scripture say you should become like the little children to enter into heaven? Wow. But you notice when I said to the adults, and you all kind of laugh, myself including, yeah, there's people we don't like, right? We don't like the bad guys. Nope. But we need to love them even if we don't like them. That's what today's story is about. If you hear nothing else, kids, including all ages.
We don't like and don't try.
That's okay. We might not like someone. It doesn't say, in fact, commentaries will say, you don't have to be best friends with that person. That's what a commentary said. We don't have to be best buds. But we have to respect, we have to love them, because they too are a child of God. I tell you, I have problems with this. This is a hard scripture, amen? Ooh. But it's worth taking note of, and we need to follow, amen? You know, I'm thinking of, we're working on the Ash Wednesday service. And video taping, and our theme this year is Change My Heart, O God. And so I'm working on my bit of the sermon. All of us are doing our 3-minute put together sermon. We have to, and I will go to God many times, and I'm sure you have too. Have you made mistakes and done things or said something that you shouldn't have? Yeah, I see a few hands raised. Some of you just aren't being honest. And I will go home, and I will say something to God, and I will go, God, forgive me. And you know what happens? I may do it again. Ever done that? Holy mackerel. Oh, and I get mad at myself, and I'm going, God, you're going to have to change my heart, my attitude, my thoughts, so that I can be a better pastor and a better person. Amen. That's an amen for me to do that, I hope. But what about all of us? All of us are in the same boat where we don't like when people do wrong things to us. If they take from you, don't ask for it back? How would that really go over in society these days? Not very well. If we give them our coat, we're supposed to give them our shirt too. Does that go over really well? Maybe if we have an extra one, but not what we're wearing. This is really a tough scripture. But do you know what we just prayed in our prayer? It was in the Lord's Prayer. What did we pray in our Lord's Prayer? Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. See, if we don't love our enemies, we're not really truly loving God. Ouch. That hurt. Did you hear what I just said? If we don't love our enemies, we are not loving God. That's a big pill to swallow. We're not to judge. We're not to condemn. We're not to gossip. We're not to talk about them. We're not to hurt them. It says, do no harm. Do good. Do good to those who hate you. Do good to those who hate you. Whew. Sometimes I like to go, God, really? Anybody else there? But that's what we're called to do. What happened in this world, in this church, in this community, if all of us really did what this scripture said? What would happen in Sandusky, Michigan, if we all followed this rule? Would it be a different community? Would it be a different church? Would it be a different people? Absolutely. So shouldn't it not start with the church? And are we not to go out and do the same in our community? Yes. Are we going to do that? No. You know, I love the honesty because that's really the reality of what's probably going to happen with the adults. He is being honest. I know, how old is he? Three now? Three. But the three-year-old is telling the truth of really what's going to happen in this church, in this community, unfortunately. Will we stop the gossip today? Will we stop treating others vindictively? Will we stop doing harm to others? Will we accept each other? That's a song that we sang today. Help us accept each other. Help us accept each other as Christ accepted us. Teach us as sisters and brothers, each person to embrace. Be present, Lord, among us and bring us to believe. We ourselves accepted and meant to love and live. That's the very first verse that we sang earlier today. Are we accepting of each other? Let's be honest. Do we accept everybody in this church and in this community and in this world? I want you to take a look at your heart because we're coming up on Lent. Next week is Transfiguration, which Jesus is changed. We too are to change our hearts, our attitudes, our minds, our thoughts. And I am first in line to say, yes, Lord, I need that. Because I am not perfect. And this scripture, I do not like. But I need to follow it. I need, as a pastor, to change my thoughts and hearts and mind to be able to say, yes, I love my enemies. Yes, I love you no matter what. Because you are a child of God. See, they're paying attention. do good. You know, trustees meet every month, and at the end we say, Wesley's, do no harm. And we read that saying over and over and over, the whole words, you know, it's a paragraph about that big. I was going to bring it and forgot. We are not to we are to do good and not harm others. We are to accept each other. Unfortunately, some of us will hear this message today and it will blow off the shoulder. As soon as you walk out the door, you're back to your normal self. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we hear this because it's not coming from me. I want you to hear that. It's not coming from me. I'm reading this and struggling with it. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Did your mother teach you that? Yes? Yes? Do to others as you want to be treated. Do we do that? I'm just as guilty, folks. I am just as guilty. This is work. This is work. We have to work at it. We have to help each other. We have to be accountable to each other to say, are you doing what the scripture is telling you to do? Are you loving your enemies and doing good to them? We need to be accountable to each other. Me to you and you to me. To one another. So that we can help each other be accepted as we sang in our scripture. Oh Lord, help me. It's what I pray often. Oh Lord, change my heart. I should be able to do this sermon really well, Kevin, when we put it together. We're videotaping it on Tuesday. I should be able to work 3 minutes. You'll have to hold me to 3 minutes because I probably could go longer. When I say change my heart, oh Lord, change me. I can't change you. It's not my business to change you. It's my business to teach you what God's word is, to say it, that Jesus will speak to you through the power of the Holy Spirit, that your heart may hear what God has for you. You see, Jesus wants us to respond to him in the scripture. He wants us to respond to him by doing good to others, building them up, encouraging them. I know most of you don't know, but today we have a new acolyte coordinator, Miss Angela Lisecki. Thank you. And we've seen a new acolyte. Nora came, or Audrey, I said that earlier. I keep calling your daughter you. We need to encourage. And Angela and Nora and I have talked about that. We need to encourage our children, but we also need to encourage our adults. Come to Sunday school. Be a part of the church. Be in choir. Be in Bible study. Carrie's doing Romans. If you want to, before worship, come and be a part of Bible study. Monica's class has been temporarily on hold. Come to Carrie's class. Learn about what else God is saying. Because God is speaking to us by his word. Carrie's raising his hand. So Carrie is telling us that Romans is one of the harder books, along with James, that they just finished after 6 months. Yeah. You know, But that's how you learn about God. A lot of us, and I want to admit, I was that way before I really got into participating much in the church. I would be embarrassed to go to Sunday school because I didn't know anything. There may be some of you that feel that way, but I tell you what, when you go to Sunday school, you don't have to know it. You learn it. Also, if you want to do this forgiveness class on a Sunday afternoon, evening, or whatnot, I'm open to that because I know others work and that daytime doesn't work for you. We can do a Sunday afternoon before it's dark because you learn. And why do you think I chose this book this year for our Lenten study? Any ideas? It's called Forgiveness. It's exactly what this scripture is talking about. It's exactly what Lent is all about, is looking within ourselves so that we change, not change others, but that we change ourselves to be a better Christian, to love God by loving others, even our enemies. I was proud of these kids. They're like, oh no, I don't have enemies in school. I don't have enemies in my life. Unfortunately, when we grow up, we know too much. And we don't come to God, we don't come to worship as a little child. And that's what he says to us. Come to me like a little child, innocence, loving, kind. Aaron, I just remembered that the kids were going to pass out a sheet during children's message. And so Aaron's got a sheet because this month they're working on kindness. So I'm going to have the kids, why don't you get up while I finish talking? Because you'll still be listening. And they're blocks like bingo on kindness. And that goes with our scripture for today. Do good to others. Say it with me. Do good to others. Do good. I want all of you, I want to raise hands this morning. I'm really going to put you on the spot this morning. I want you to say, will you honestly do good to others this week? Raise your hand. Come on. You have sworn in worship before God that you're going to do good, and then you get a spot on your bingo card. Do good to others this week. I believe the kids can do this as well. Do good. Don't forget our pianist, Mallory. And give her one too, okay? So everybody's got a sheet. Do good. And remember this scripture. Love your... Carrie needs one back there. Back there in the back. All right. Girls, we need some in the very back. Very, very back. Raise your hand again. Very, very back. Love your enemies. I want you to say it with me. I want you to be with me. Love your enemies. Do good to others. Amen. Thank you, kids. I have mine downstairs, so I appreciate that. Would the ushers now come before us with our morning offering? Be good to God as well. Please stand as able. Help us that we can help others. We do that with these gifts, so we ask that you accept them, multiply these gifts that the ministry can be shared not only within our church, but within our community and throughout the world. In the name of the risen Christ, amen. Our last song is Pass It On. You. You look in a mirror as the children did this morning, and I want you to see that you are a child of God. Amen. And then when you go out into the world, I want you to look at others as God has looked at you and say, they are a child of God, and I love them. Go now, hearing God's word, doing God's word, responding to God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Blind, But now I see 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first was blind.